We're ready to get started now.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Robert LaFrance. Welcome to the LaFrance Paradigm. This is where I learn and share strategies for an impact. Okay, I'm going to take my experience in the Navy, getting out of the Navy, getting into real estate and entrepreneurship, and ultimately leveraging resources and systems, developing some of my own so I can pursue my passion as a body flight athlete and coach for skydiving. It's pretty cool. And I want you to do the same thing in your own way. Okay, so whether you are a paratrooper, whether you're an athlete, whether you're something that I don't know to label right now, if you want to pursue your passions, I want to share how you can leverage real estate and systems and home-based businesses so you can build your fortune. Okay, and it's more than just getting rich monetarily. We're talking about being fortunate. Okay, we don't want to be living a life of misfortune. I want to be living a life of fortune. And that's family rich, time rich, energy rich, passion rich. And I want to share how I've developed my life and my systems and my daily checklist to feel full of life and love waking up and sharing that excitement and helping people develop systems to live their dreams, whatever that is. Okay. And so let's dive in. Today, I'm talking about the fortune formula so we can live a passionate and fulfilling life. And that's, I think, what we all want. Okay. And so I have some notes here that I'm going to go over and let's dive in. All right. We want to have a relationship checklist first. Okay. Let's identify what it is that we want to accomplish with ourselves, our family, how we want to be living. Okay. So for me, I want to be living a life of love. I want to be doing transcendental meditation twice a day. I want to have the ability to do that. I want to have the ability to close my eyes twice a day for 10 minutes. Okay. I want to go on business trips, family trips, have awesome conversations with people, inspiring new ideas and accomplishing their dreams and helping people. I want to be coaching in all levels, business, public speaking, coaching, body flight. I want to be able to exercise as an athlete and train to be a competitive body flyer. Okay. Travel, masterminds, pursue my passions as I want to do them, okay? And creating those plans and celebrating all of those accomplishments with my family, with my friends, with my network, and my business partners as we reach new levels of success, okay? So those are the things that I want to be doing every single day, and I want to make sure that I have those scheduled and in my daily checklist, just like I'm taking an inventory checklist. I want to make sure I'm doing more of those every day so I can perpetuate the passion and fulfillment that I get to exuberate on a regular basis and make sure I'm living a life that I'm happy with. Otherwise, if I'm not creating my own plan, I can fall victim to somebody else's plan. And that's not what we want. Okay. Usually, especially when we join and enlist in the military, we love the fact that we don't have to put as much thought into a schedule and a routine because the military infrastructure does that for us. Now, that is a blessing and a curse sometimes. Most of the re part of the reason why a lot of us separate from the military is because of that routine and infrastructure and mindset and schedule that we have very limited influence over. Okay, which is my case. I started to feel exhausted from not being able to earn as much money as I wanted to, and then not being able to have as big of an impact on my team. And safety started becoming a bigger issue because of egos and decisions that were just completely out of my control. And if you were in the Navy diving community around the same time that I was, you understand that not just diving, that diving isn't just a dangerous duty and thing to do, but when there's people in charge, and despite the amount of voices and people rising against the leadership, decisions are still made and people can fall victim to that. Okay, whether it's a training accident or a real training accident, So let's consider that and how we're living our lives on a regular basis. Now, veteran business owners, my audience are geared to veteran entrepreneurs looking to build passive income so they can live a life on their terms. Okay. And I've identified the energy, the systems, and the efforts required in various forms of wealth building strategies that most people gravitate towards and have experience with. Okay. And that is real estate, that is business startup, helping people start businesses, public speaking, in consulting. All right. This is my area of expertise, and I'm going to speak on that as you pursue your goals and dreams and ideas of what it is that you could be doing or adding into your existing success schedule so you can scale and earn more reliable, consistent income that's automated that you can take and build momentum with and allow the momentum to take off on its own, where you can start to spend more time with your family. You know, if your kid's home from school sick, you can clear your schedule and make sure that you give your family the attention that they deserve, you know? Okay, so the formula to fortune, from my perspective, is we have an idea. We're going to take that idea, and then we need cash, and then we're going to need systems plus time. And that's going to give us the financial independence, the lifestyle, and the camaraderie and the options. Okay. Now, we're not just talking about success and positive results. Okay. With each of these ideas, if we don't have the right ideas, the right amount of cash, the right type of checklist, the right type of discipline and commitments and the actions, taking action and the key performing indicators, we can have poor finances. We can have a poor lifestyle, meaning that not just that we don't make enough money, not just that we're not having financial abundance, but we could be living paycheck to paycheck. We could be doing things that we don't want to be doing. We could be living in a life of sedated, you know, just walking through the motions of the rat race. We could be finding ourselves alone or feeling alone, which is a huge issue in the veteran community. There's nothing worse. I mean, I've been there. I've experienced this myself. There's nothing worse than feeling alone in a room full of people, you know, and that's part of the reason why I do what I do, is because I get to speak out. I get to shine the light for the people who are looking for the light and be one more positive influence and remind people that once we start developing a checklist of love with ourselves and the love of our passions and adventure and whatever it is that your soul is calling to you, once we start listening to our soul and pursue that and love ourselves, everything turns around, okay? And it's a moment and a decision away, and you can do that. Man, I got like protein powder stuck in my throat. Not cool. All right, so we need to take the idea. We need to have a startup cash. We need to have systems and time, and that will equal financial independence, lifestyle, camaraderie, and options, both positively and negatively. So now we're in the pilot seat. We're aware of the do's and the don'ts. Now let's explore the options that I've participated in and most other people, not most, but some other people are participating in. And you can see this online if you already have an idea and you're doing your due diligence, your research, looking to get into something, but you don't know what to do next, or you're looking to scale and continue building that momentum. Okay. So I started my career outside of the Navy in real estate. I started investing in real estate while I was still in, but I wouldn't consider myself a professional. I might be considering myself a part-time novice investor where I understood numbers and the flow of money. And if I could have a bulk amount of money, whether that was an SRB or if I was able to take out a loan, I could use that money and lend that money and get paid more. Okay. And that's all I knew and I understood. I could follow the numbers and knew and trusted this person that they would do what they promised. Okay. And I had good luck with that. And that is what opened my mind up to the rest of my real estate career. Okay. But after I got out of the Navy, instead of going to film school, I decided to get into real estate so I could be home with my family. I got out of the Navy in September. My daughter was born in December. So I needed to have a system and a lifestyle that allowed me to be present for my family and earn uncapped potential and where there was abundance. Okay. And we're going to talk about how being a real estate agent was not beneficial to my beneficial to my family. It was beneficial for my entrepreneurial goals and forging me into the expert and person that I can speak confidently on in a lot of different areas today. But it was a long-term, it wasn't good for my family routine. Okay. And so real estate, I preach about being a buyer and a real estate investor because a buyer and seller are the best positions to be in the real estate game versus being a real estate agent. The first thing that comes to mind is the customer service. When you're a sales rep, there's a lot of things that we have to consider doing. We have to be branding and marketing towards the target audience or our friends and family, in which if things don't go the way that the customer thinks that they should go, whether they're intelligent or they know what's going on or they're not very informed on the process, it can influence your brand both positively and negatively. Okay. And so the way that you want to step up in these areas where you're dealing with a lot of customer service and interaction and customer expectations is going to either refill your cup or drain your cup, your energy. Okay. And so if you want to do that, pursue that. All right. But I started as real estate. And so let's talk about the VA home loan being veterans. The VA home loan is equivalent to cash, essentially. It's backed by the VA. And the only cash you need up front is the money for the earnest money deposit. Okay. So if we're going to be a real estate investor, which is what we're talking about here on my channel, is earning, building passive income quickly. Okay. One of the ways to do that is to buy real estate. And you can buy a single family home or a multifamily home up to 4 units by yourself with your VA home loan. That's pretty powerful. Okay. So you use the VA home loan. You can use the earnest, you only need the earnest money deposit, which is anywhere from $500 to $2,000 or whatever your agent and the marketplace demands and the type of property that you're going to be buying. Okay. Or a percentage down if you're using some other type of loan product, which is why the VA home loan is such a powerful tool for veterans to get their foot, to start on the right foot towards financial abundance and real estate investing and wealth and tax advantages and all the things. You know, we don't pay taxes on loans, and you can refinance a VA home loan every 270 days as long as that, and then buy another property as long as that property that you're buying with the VA home loan will be your primary residence. And if you're a adventurer, okay, if your career or job is mobile, like if you're a skydiver or skydiving coach or, you know, something, or a professional real estate investor, you can explore new cities and live there and create a primary residence and reuse your VA home loan and continue the process over and over. And if you were to get a new asset every 270 days, using your VA home loan, opening that up, not requiring any more money down up front, how many assets can you acquire within a short period of time? Run the numbers 270 times 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then you'll see how many assets that you can acquire within some time frame. And so it's a super powerful thing. We got idea, the real estate. We got cash, earnest money deposit. We have the system, buying, inspecting, and closing on real estate for profit. You know, we're talking about cash flowing properties. And then the time, putting in the time, allowing it to appreciate, doing it again every 270 days. And then you're going to get the financial independence, lifestyle, camaraderie, and the options, okay, where you can do it again and scale. All right. Now, you can develop systems. There's a lot of real estate gurus out there. I have a checklist for you to utilize, whether it's catering, whether you're interested in single family real estate or multifamily cash flowing. Okay. The idea is to buy existing cash flow. That's my philosophy, but you can still use the system for what it's worth and implement it. Okay. So you can develop or buy it, and you can use your checklist. The time is yours on your own time. You know, you're on deployment, you come back, or you got internet every once in a while. You can follow up with agents. There's a bunch of different things that you can do. Okay. Now, business startup. All right. Some people create elaborate systems to help people start their businesses. I've relied on one since I got out, and it's super powerful. Okay. You can help people start their businesses with business LLC formation, you know, S Corp, whatever it is, per your tax accountant's advice or your goals and your assets and your estate plans and all that stuff. Okay. But business startup, helping people take their idea and starting it up at the most cost-effective way, providing third-party professional sources. So LLC, real estate, branding, courses, and the mistakes, okay? A lot of people learn from their mistakes and want to, especially in the space that I'm in, personal development, business consultations, we take our own learning experience and share it with other people so the rising tide lifts all ships, okay? And so that's the idea in the cash part. How much cash do you have to form the business entity, okay? That requires money. Do you have the hundreds of dollars? Do you have the marketing cost? Do you have the course cost? Do you have The cost to buy and rent the commercial real estate space if you want to own a pizza shop or a retail store or whatever your passion is. And then you're going to be paying for the mistakes. You're going to be paying for the lessons and the losses that you've took the chance and the risks to when you bet on yourself to start this new idea and start this new business idea. And you know, you're sleeping in your truck for 2 weeks in Key West trying to start a pizza company in Kino Plaza. That's my story. You know, I moved from Guantanamo Bay, found an angel investor. My cousin and I were in Key West sleeping in our cars for 2 weeks, negotiating the lease with the tenants and the owners, you know, transferred money. And then, you know, the partnership dissolved, you know, so that was a lesson learned. That took time. That took money. And that is the cash or the cost of starting that. Okay. Now we can buy existing businesses. There's people out there who buy existing businesses and ATMs and existing cash flow, like real estate, apartment buildings, multifamilies, or you can be buying some type of other business that's providing a product or service to the marketplace that's proven successful. And you can just buy that. Okay. Because there's always someone looking to scale, or there's someone going through death, divorce, taxes, all different types of distressed seller scenarios where you can negotiate a business, cash flowing business, for profit and go from there. Okay. So you can buy existing cash flow. Now, the only thing that comes with those, some of those businesses, is that you have employees, you have HR, you have inventory that you have to manage. So where are you going to keep that inventory? How are you going to manage those employees? Do you know how to do any of that? And do you have the energy and interest to do all that? Let me tell you, when I was dead broke between homes, damn near homelessness, you know, Gary V talks about, you know, flipping things from Facebook, you know, getting the free things and then selling them, or, you know, buying and selling them, or trying to like create ads for things that you haven't even got yet, which works, but the hustle's there. You need to hustle. And then you also need to have the space for the inventory. And for me, I didn't have the space or the energy to hold the inventory and manage those things, or the money to hire assistants or develop a team of assistants or people of experts to leverage the opportunity flipping retail hustle that I was trying to do. So I quickly became drained from that. Okay. And most of us, we might not be in I'm going through a divorce and damn near homelessness just out of the military. My real estate career has taken a plummet. Like, most of us aren't there. All right. Let's try to make these decisions and these actions before we get to that point. But allow my story to be a source of inspiration, where I started at the top being a Navy diver in the Navy for 7 years. And then I went to the bottom because of life. And then I had to climb myself out from the bottom. Okay. And so now I'm here. And so we need to decide whether or not we're going to have the capacity or the interest. And you know in your heart right now, as I describe this or as you go through it, despite it being a good opportunity, you know, like, you know, I don't know if I want to actually do that. But you're like, oh, well, I need the money and I got the expertise. I'll probably find a way. You know what I mean? Things like that. Listen to your heart, man, and make the good decisions, because I believe natural law. And when we stay true to ourselves, the results are magnetized and they come to us, and the things that stick that are good for us will stick, and the things that are not good for us are going to quickly fall to the wayside. And so that is actually a story I'm going to be talking about in my consulting part as I go down through this flow here. Now, as we buy the existing cash flow and there's inventory management, the time, employees, making sure they have the motivation or the training to perform as a workforce and to accomplish the business's task. You know, people make a ton of money being business consultants. I went to school for workforce education and development, and one of my peers was a consultant for Kellogg's, and all he did was analyze gap analysis, trying to figure out what the employees were doing, whether they were motivated to be there, whether or not they had sufficient training to do their job, and et cetera, et cetera. And so that is a huge opportunity for people that have a knack to solve those kinds of problems and want to live the way that that role requires. He was flying to and from Connecticut to, like, I don't even know the state, to do his job. And then they make movies about that. I think What Women Want, Mel Gibson, like the main idea behind that storyline was that Mel Gibson and that woman who came in to do the gap analysis to assess the business and scale it or sell it, that was their expertise. And so there is a huge industry in coaching, in gap consulting, and allowing and providing action plans for businesses to scale for profit. All right. And that's something, another opportunity where idea plus cash plus systems plus time equals the lifestyle that you may or may not want to be living. Okay. So take that into consideration. And a big thing to consider in all of this is taking that step to see if it's something. Listen to your calling and pursue that calling and passion despite what people are telling you about the validity of it or whatever, you know. But taking that step and having the confidence in yourself, the self-worth, and pursuing your dreams and passions is always going to be beneficial versus doing something for money that's going to be taking away from your family, taking away from your sanity, and taking away from your soul energy. And our time and our energy is the most precious thing to me, I think, and it should also be to you, because every moment of every day is precious. And I want you to be super in love with life instead of hating it and walking around sedated. Okay. So the money and the ROI, the amount of cash that you're going to, the amount of cash and energy you're going to have to put up front, and then the time it's going to take to see a return on your investment. Is that worth it? Is it worth it? If you are taking daily inventory with every action you take, every decision you make at every blink, okay, are you getting the juice from the squeeze that you're putting in? And I think that if you are analyzing that in a positive way, not a critical way, but in a positive way, in a growth mindset for fruit, you will be success. But if you are coming from a place of laziness, and, oh, I don't want to do that, well, then guess what? You're going to be creating a system of, oh, I don't want to do that. Okay, so let's take, you know, let's nip that in the butt before we get too soon, but get too involved in that, and then create a different type of lifestyle. Now, public speaking. I love public speaking. It was hard to get into because of imposter syndrome, but connecting with people, putting myself out there through the different levels of my journey, it reinforced the need in the marketplace. People are asking for it. It reinforced the demand, seeing other people pursue their dreams in a similar way, whether we're talking about real estate investing or sharing stories for success. You can be a storyteller and motivate people and inspire people with your story and your experience for profit, okay? And how great is that to go on top? Go, you know, and I'm not just saying like on a stage in front of thousands of people. I want to do that and I will get there at some point. But you know, it's also really cool going into my daughter's classroom on like career day and having like different careers and professionals in the room, and me going in there with my iFly suit and my helmet and talking to these kids about how I get to fly all day and how I and choose. And because I've put all the time into learning communication, sales, negotiation, hook, story, close, inspiring people, learning how to create an emotional connection with my audience so they can be inspired to take action. I get to do that with our youth. I get to do that with these kids that are in my daughter's classroom and talk to them about how I am so happy that I get to pursue my dream flying all day and I get to earn a living doing so. And it wasn't just inspiring the children in this room, in it, like complemented by my energy and my character and my personality, but I also lit fires and inspired people, the other adults in the room who are pharmacists or dentists or real estate agents. And they're hearing me tell my story and I'm hearing them tell their story and the way that they're delivering their message. And I'm not just lighting up the children. They are also coming to me and talking to me about my experience. And our story is going to resonate and connect with the people that it's meant to. Okay. I have friends who have been involved in real estate since before I got into real estate, have been real estate agents, have their own brokerages, switched brokerages, but they are in their groove and they love what they do and they're good at what they do. my journey is what it is. And my journey is about sharing my journey with others so they can discern and filter and sort the things that they want to do, whether or not they want to work with me and my company and inspire other people to do the same. Okay. And what's great about it is because it's not always about the cash. Okay. We work very hard for our cash. And then when we give it up to people, we don't want to feel sold to. We don't want to be let down. And sometimes we lose that cash. And so being in the space that I'm in and creating the system that I've created allows me to be of service, be myself, not manage cash, not manage employees, not manage inventory, not manage AR issues, and still be fruitful in every area of my life. And these are the things that I had to learn the hard way. I had to learn the hard way, okay? And so public speaking, what do we need to do in order to become a public speaker? Well, we need to have experience in something, and we need to have a passion for something. And then we need to learn how to market ourselves and talk about that. Okay. If you've seen affiliate links, we got athletes out here. We got Instagram models. People are talking about, they just show their progression and they just show their journey. If you've seen an Instagram influencer, they're essentially a public speaker. They might not even be speaking. They might just be doing pictures and creative content videos of them working out with some motivational, captions. And then, if you want to, lose weight or have more energy or sign up for my coaching course or, take my online platform or whatever, drop the link below, enter a promo code on my website. That is affiliate marketing. That is network marketing. And you are a public speaker. You've created a brand for yourself where people are following you and connected and following your journey and inspired to do the same thing for themselves. And it's a great position to be in, okay? And so what you need is experience, time, and marketing. You don't even need the cash until you start making a profit to start hiring out like social media managers and virtual assistants so you can start doing more of what you love. All right. So the public speaker, as long as you're coming from a place of authenticity and service and not being like, man, I can make up some bullshit and then tell a story, but get paid. Yeah, you could do that, but that's not going to be long-term success. And everybody's going to see through that really quick. All right. So to become a public speaker, you need to find your passion and your inspiration. You need to create your own, you need to identify your own hero story or your villain story. Okay. And then start creating your style. Because this is the real, what I think about being a public speaker is it really gives an artist or a creative person who likes to tell stories the opportunity to create their lifestyle. And because you get to wake up and you get to decide what story you're telling today. How am I living my life today? How am I better serving my clients and customers today? How am I helping them overcome their trials and tribulations? And how is my product or service, lotions, potions, legal service, real estate system, how are my resources helping people come out on top so they can accomplish their goals? All right. And that is dope, I think. All right. And so what does that take? That takes our energy, our passion, and the activity, the actions. I'm always preaching checklists. So if you wanted to be, you need to consider yourself a public speaker in any area of business, I think, because we're taking someone's problems and we're solving those problems. And in order to get in front of a larger audience and scale and build more income and serve more people, we need to know how to speak to our audience. We need to know how our audience is thinking and what they're looking for. And in order to answer those questions, we need to speak to those people directly and speak to those questions and answer them. And so you could be a public speaker in any business, I think. And even as a buyer and seller, you need to learn how to speak with the sellers and the agents and know what their problems are. You can't just say, hey, I'm going to pay you 10 cents on the dollar, take it or leave it. You could. You might be very limited in your results there, but you're going to have to speak, you're going to find common ground with the agents, with the sellers, in order to negotiate a deal where you're not robbing them and they're able to move on to the next life, their next chapter, with enough money in the pocket so everybody wins. You know what I'm saying? And so speaking and communication is fundamental in every business and every layer, okay? Now, energy, activity. Now, the consulting part, this is where I get to go into my story here. I've tried to do consulting a few times. I've decided not to do it or do it the way I've actually, I digress. I take that back because what I'm doing right now is consulting. What I mean to say is like sales funnel consulting. I'll be more specific. Okay. I've learned the resources. I've implemented my own tools and resources and systems for my own success. And I was like, well, if I was able to do that, I could just, you know, duplicate a sales funnel. I can just share it with people. I can tell them, I can have an initial game plan interview and consultation, and then, you know, hire out a team and get that landing page going. Okay. The only caveat to that is like when people don't know what they want and they have higher expectations with less knowledge on the subject, and you have the initial conversation telling them, okay, this is what you need. This is how we can build from here. And then you send them an invoice with the notes from the conversation. You say, okay, this is what you wanted. This is what we're going to do. Do you agree? Okay, cool. Pay this retainer. And then you're waiting for them to accomplish their task, but then they decide not to accomplish their task because they're so busy and they have a hectic mindset, and they think that your job is less than what it actually is, much like being a real estate agent. Most of my encounters with people when they're not pressured by my former role as a real estate agent, when I have casual conversations with my friends and family about real estate agents that they know, you can hear their philosophy or their opinion and how judgmental it can be on some of these roles out here in the marketplace. Okay. But I just recently tried to take on one, and I was like, you know, I'm busy. What would it be worth to you? And, you know, okay, we'll move forward. I did the exact thing that I just described. And then as soon as the retainer hit my account, I was like, do I want to put this to work, or am I going to wait to see if this person does what they need to do in order to develop a successful landing page and sales funnel to grow from? And so I created the Trello board. I shared it. I was walking them through the process, being available, and they weren't following the process. They weren't following the system. And next thing you know, they're like, oh, this is what I wanted. And I was like, oh, well, it sounds like that's not what you want. It sounds like what you've wanted changed. And then turns out that like they thought it was all my fault when I have multiple platforms to support that was not my fault. It's that they were frantic. They didn't know what they want. Then they didn't value my expertise or what I was building. And then they pretty much changed the relationship. So I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to refund you the retainer, less the PayPal service fees, and then for my time, you know? And so I felt so relieved that I made the decision to hold on to that retainer and not put it to work, because then it's just like, that could be a poor relationship. And I think the integrity behind that move and the integrity, the philosophy of maintaining and nurturing relationships is far better overall than trying to make a quick buck. Okay. There's a lot of ways to make quick bucks. There's a lot of ways to make an impact and quick commissions that are deposited the next day without taking away from people, without hindering their expectations, or providing a service and system where they can go through the system and then be reminded of what it is. Okay. And I've actually developed that, but I was so grateful that I didn't put that retainer to work. And I was like, okay, no sweat. Here's your money. Here, you can have it back. Because not only is this person not only are relationships really important to me, because we never know what comes down the road and how we can be there for each other, and from a human perspective and human level, you know, connection. And there's been like a lot of kindness in my direction from this person. I don't want money hanging over my head. When I was a real estate agent, I lost my best friend despite my professional counsel, because he thought that I took advantage of him and closed on a property for a lousy $7,000 commission, which I saw less than a third of. He and his dad had a conversation about how they were going to make it work. And then as soon as he saw the closing disclosure and he saw that I was getting paid $7,000, it like changed the relationship. And so I'm never going to participate in some type of business transaction or role where I'm going to have to worry about the sales persona, fear, and taking advantage of someone that I was able to have a ton of life experiences with, and laughter and memories. This dude's got my initials tattooed on his chest. And so we haven't even spoken since this moment of him starting to talk shit about me to our network about how I took advantage of him. I had to find out from around the grapevine that he was saying this about me. And so how does he feel every day seeing that my initials are tattooed on his chest from these awesome moments that we had in the Navy, and now we're not even close anymore? You know, dude doesn't even call me, and I'm not going to call you either. All right? I deserve an apology. All right? So don't let your earnings sway you from your character, your integrity, and your honor and what you're trying to do as an entrepreneur, because the long-term results are what we're looking for. The long-term relationships are what we're looking for. And if you want to go diving with your friends and your network down the road, if you want to go to vineyards in Italy or whatever, you know what I mean? That stuff is juicy, and that's what I want to be doing. Not so much, hey, how can we make a quick buck? And then when things dissolve, which, you know, life comes with the building up and gradual tearing down, apparently, that I don't want that to be the cost of it. All right. I still want to be the good person that I've always wanted to be, that's loving, that's been there for you, and will do anything to help you through a trying situation and building each other up. That's what's most important to me. And so that's why I've been able to develop this system and this lifestyle that I get to do and participate in and share and coach other people in their own, in my way, and then in their own way. All right. And making it yourself, because we're all unique. We're all our own person. We're all our own character, and we all can put our own spin on things. And that's what makes being an entrepreneur, real estate investor, public speaker, helping veterans start businesses, you know, affiliates, the ability to put our spin on it and connect with our tribe. And birds of a feather flock together. And as long as you always maintain that, you'll realize that the people who are talking trash or giving you a hard time about what you're doing are not your tribe. And when you stay committed and you don't let them break you down or let you question yourself and you keep your head up, you're going to see the people form around you, and they're going to magnetize to you. They're going to attract you, and they'll be like, hey man, I heard that guy say that. I want to let you know that your Legal Shield service has been helping me for years. I've been going through a divorce. I overheard your story over here. Bro, this guy has no idea what he's talking about. Boom. Validation. Never mind the people who are trying to invalidate you, because they are just going to be helping you get one step, one launch pad closer to the people who are going to be hella validating you. And those are the people that are going to be creating the great relationships in the rising tide of lifting y'all's ship, when y'all are going out there inspiring people amongst a conference room of hundreds of people. And you're like, yeah, you know what I mean? You're doing the work, and people are making money, or the people even aren't worried about making the money because of the relationships and the experience and the interaction and the energy in the room of what we're doing, because we're all capable to a certain level. And this is where, you know, some people are leaders, some people are followers, and some people know how to get out of the way, get out of the way. And that's why these things are the discussion points that I've talked about, because we can leverage systems to buy real estate. We can leverage systems to start a home-based business, part-time, spare time, while we pursue our athletic performance dreams, or whatever it is that you want to be, being an artist, inspiring women who have been battered to come back out on top and be a better, stronger woman, veterans getting out of the military, reinforcing and re and forging their new character because of the infrastructure and the environment that we've been a part of has framed our mind and our philosophy of being disposable, and coming out of the marketplace and being reminded, no, I have a ton of skills that are transferable. I'm a leader. The military spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to train me to do my role and my role. And I made a sacrifice. I made a commitment payable up to my life to perform a duty. And so if I were to take those same philosophies, no quits, commitments, and sacrifice, and apply those things to my own passion, whether I'm trying to be an artist on canvas or host paint nights, do murals, you know, create ad campaigns, whatever it is that you know is your passion and your calling, you can put all those skills into that. And then it'll continue to evolve and grow from there, where you're able to be a stay-at-home mom and teach your kids, or stay-at-home dad, I should say. You know, I'm a dad. I would love to be a stay-at-home dad with my kid, you know, doing the homeschooling, taking them out in nature about science and environment, electricity, you know, sunlight, all that stuff, and then taking them to the wind tunnel and talking to them about STEM, and then learning about fluid dynamics and inner tension and how it's like so much like life, you know. Let me talk about this real quick. I am constantly evolving as a wind tunnel coach and body flight instructor. I've just leveled up in my own flight, where I'm trying to fly in the most relaxed body position possible. Not like that, but like that, you know, and I'm not talking about internal pressure either. You know what I mean? And so the lesson that I'm trying to leverage from this story is that a lot of first time flyers come in and they are so worked up in their head about the indoor skydive, you know, and not only does our mental conversation bringing out anxiety in this internal tension within us, you know, that the ex, if we allow the external environment to ruffle our feathers and create tension in our internal, in our inner body, that's going to reinforce and perpetuate anxiety and tension outside. Okay. And flying in the wind has taught me that despite the hurricane, despite the windy environment, despite my attempt to try new maneuvers and falling, you know, like I would describe this as like a baby giraffe walking or a newborn baby learning to get up and walk and fall and get up and walk and fall. With more time and consistency and relaxing and becoming mindful, taking a breath, my flying has just like, I've been working on 1% better every day, but this last couple of weeks I was like huge leaps. And so I'm trying to maintain my inner peace despite the sandstorm or hurricane outside of my body. And by focusing on that kind of philosophy and remember to take deep breaths and keep walking through the sandstorm, I've been able to feel great. I've been able to connect with more people. I feel like I'm getting more things that I desire coming to me. And I want the same for you. And it takes time. All right. But the time can start now. With every blink is another moment. With every breath is a new opportunity for you to take a deep breath in. Plus, that feels good. I'm glad that I did that because I was probably speaking a mile a minute. Okay. Just remember to breathe in through your nose, smell the flowers, fill up the bottom of your lungs like you got a straw going to the very bottom, and blow out the candle. Do that a couple times right now. You'll probably feel incredible and you'll be able to move forward in a calm, collected manner. All right. And apply that to every area of your life. And with the consulting part, let's go over the pros and cons of the consulting part or the things that need to be considered if this is your passion, so you can become aware of the key performing indicators, the energy that's required to learn this new skill or to launch this business, and whether or not that's something that you're interested in. Okay. So you want to have the experience. How are you going to consult somebody on experiences you don't have? Well, you're going to have a product or service that you can reference and point to and leverage that. Sounds like affiliate marketing to me. Okay. You're going to have to buy systems or resources to do your job and learn those systems and resources in order to speak on them intelligently. And if you don't know how to speak on them intelligently, that's where you're going to point and read to the third-party tools, all right? You never want to be, when you're first starting out in anything, you don't want to be speaking about it because you can really shoot yourself in the foot and the message can be cluttered, okay? The message might not be interpreted the way that you want them or that the customer or client needs it to be. And companies spend a lot of time and money on creating third-party tools for you to be successful. Even if you're in an investment company, financial, you know, advisor, they put you through training and then they have a lot of information for you to point the pen at as the and read along with the customer or client for them to make the decision. And when you get yourself out of the way, that's when the results really start to come in. All right. So throughout all of this, when we're talking about, you know, our relationship checklist, the relationship with ourselves and our family and our business, how can you still offer expertise and guidance in a product or service while getting out of the way so you can help them genuinely build that connection and still live a life on your terms and values? You know, how, think about that. How can I help and get out of the way? Help and get out of the way. How can I learn one, do one, teach one? Okay. So if you have systems to send out to the, you know, the 200 employee business, you know, they're going to have to take a test so we can identify their personality types, all these different things that you can get creative on and run the wheels on before you actually make a profit. You know, that's something else that we need to consider is Are we doing the work that's really going to pay off, or are we doing a lot of noisy, busy work? Are we just scrolling for research and development, or are you actually engaging with people and building relationships? Think about that. All right. How many of these systems and resources and tools do you have to pay for and implement and learn and donate and pay your energy and time with before you see the results or the fruits of your labor? And is it worth it? Is it going to actually give you the life that you want, or is it going to be taking you away from your family? Are you going to become a slave to the keeping up with the Joneses and the 7-bedroom house and all the money and the cars and stuff like that? Some people are really good about doing that. All right. Some people that I've been meeting lately, which has been keeping me calibrated in choosing my passion over chasing money, is that I've met wonderful older people that are sharing traditional wisdom in their experience about how they've had national building companies or regional building companies, how they've had millions of dollars, equipment, all these different things, cars, clothes, the life they chose. Okay. And they've lost it all. And now they rediscovered their purpose and they're changing agriculture. They're educating people on water and the importance of filtering our water and what that does to our body. You know, they are rediscovering who they are and pursuing a new passion and fulfillment from within and still making a living. And that's the great thing about these categories that I described here is that these are skills. Once you learn these skills, you can do anything at any time. You can help anyone at any time, and you can build something up. You can lose it all and do it again. And as long as you have this relationship checklist calibrated and created, staying true to yourself, none of that stuff matters. And that's the lesson that I'm continually learning from people around me. All right, whether it's an amputee, whether it's a French Special Forces amputee that I'm coaching in the wind tunnel, this guy is teaching me so much about never giving up, staying true to yourself, being there for your son, being there for your family, still inspiring people. That's, I think, what people want these days is we want that financial stability and that dependable income. But we want to be doing cool stuff, whatever that means to us, and inspiring people with our art so they can do the same and do it together sometimes or all the time, and then see where it goes. And that's the magic in life. That's the mysticism of manifestation, is listening to our soul and not getting caught up with keeping up with the Joneses. And being of service and helping people, whether that's through the food, the farming, the farm stand, storytelling, business startup, having the conversations of just, hey, you are worth it. Hey, give it a shot. Hey, hold my hand. I'll show you. If you just show up every day, I will help you build a fortune. I got the systems. Never mind my results, my experience, whether or not I have to have $1 million. Yo, I live at the beach. I'm making enough money. I'm spending my time and I've dialed in how I want to be living my life on a regular basis, and I am happy every moment of every day. And I am a magnet for opportunity, and money is flowing to me in different amounts from all directions. And I have faith that I'm going to get to a place that I could only dream of, but it's not even going to be what I dreamed of. It's going to be so much better because I have faith in the grace and the commitment to myself. I don't feel alone. I'm always ready to communicate and help people. And this is just my story. And this is my life. And you can do yours the same way. And you know, you don't want to be sold to. You know, you don't want to be working a dead end job. You know what you want to be doing. And you can start anew every single day. It doesn't matter how old you are. You can always get in better shape. You can always do something more that you love. And you can always help somebody else in any sense. Okay. And so what we want to do is find our calling, our relationship checklist, okay? And then we want to find out how we can find problems, other people's problems, and solve those problems with the areas that I've described. All right, if you're here, you're following me because you're interested in these areas, and I'm sharing with you how to be successful in that. Okay. In the marketplace, as an entrepreneur, we are finding problems and we are solving problems, and that we are doing that for a profit, creating a business. And the idea here is, what is it that you want to be dealing with? All right. I've shared some of the BS that I've had to deal with. Do you want to risk some of your relationships for a commission? Do you want to help people genuinely? Have you collected enough success stories from your network and your own success stories in order to genuinely help people? All right. And know how to get out of the way and help people and help people help themselves. And that's what I'm really about here, is helping people help themselves, because at the end of the day, nobody can do it but you. Okay. And so how can you scale? How can you scale your passion into fortune? All right. You have to do the work. You have to do the work. You have to gain the experience. You have to let people know what you're doing. You have to put yourself out there. Nobody's going to know what you do if you don't put yourself out there. Okay. So get yourself out there. And then how do you scale? You got to build a team. You got to build a workforce. No matter what it is that you're talking about, you got to build a team and do a workforce. Okay. And so you plus who? And if you plus who help two, you got it. That is it. Okay. That's what major companies are doing with their subscription services. Monthly subscription services equals monthly income to the business. Affiliate links allow people to pursue their passions in a part-time, spare time basis as they're doing their job and rediscovering who it is that they want to be and what they want to represent for their children. And the ability to bring on more affiliates and earn commissions from their affiliate sales, like an insurance brokerage, like a real estate brokerage, like a franchise. Okay. And so let's just talk about that real quick. I'm sure if you have a head on your shoulders, which probably you do, let's talk about this. You. All right. Plus who? We need plus two. All right. One, two. All right. That's a triangle. All right. And if they bring on a franchise, a real estate agent, a real estate brokerage, building a team, so they can earn their own commissions from their own sales, because they are a hard worker. We are hard workers here in this space. We are leaders. We are inspiring other people to take action and provide fruit for their family and their team members and grow together, change the world, providing the systems for success, the resources, the guidance, the mentorship, the time and the patience, right? You plus who plus two, right? So you are helping these people, then they help two, three, four, five, six, right? Now they're going to do it. Seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. Now, banks, affiliates, franchises, like I said, all those industries that I've already described. This is the pyramid shape that everybody likes to hate on. And moving forward, I'm not going to let anybody sway me from this, okay? Because a triangle is probably one of the most shit, the most is the strongest shape. I mean, I didn't study this, okay? I really just remember it from Suicide Squad when Will Smith is like, triangle, bitch. Triangle. It's like a tripod, okay? It's very sturdy, all right? That is the flow of ca that's the cash flow. That's how money works, franchising. And depending on the business and the compensation plan and the sales and the resources dictates the amount of money and results that you're looking for, that's going to reinforce your relationship checklist with yourself and your family. Okay. We can look at your company right now. If you are an employee and you are working for a company and you have a boss, you are one of these numbers performing your role for a paycheck at an hourly rate. Okay. And that all that money is going up to your manager, then your senior manager, then your director, then your CEO. And then guess what? The CEO ain't even the boss. Guess who's the boss? The owner. Okay, the CEO reports to the owner. And who's the owner report to? The IRS. You know, the owner, when you're an owner of real estate, when you're an entrepreneur and an owner, there's very little people that you have to report to. And when you learn the flow of money and how to provide a product or service for profit and make an impact in a community, you really have the opportunity to change the world. Okay. Referral commissions. I mean, there's too many examples here. All right. And so if you're someone who doesn't know the cash flow game and doesn't know how money flows upwards, and you're hindering your own success and your results because of this mental framework that you've been taught in pyramid schemes, you're doing yourself a disservice, because a pyramid scheme or a Ponzi scheme is like an investment with no product or service attached to it. It's you putting money in and not actually getting something out of it. And as long as you are part of a compensation plan or a workforce or a business that is offering a legitimate product or service and gives you the tools and resources to be successful with mentorship, marketing, you know, a product, and then the cash for advertising and growing their company, well, then you're a part of commerce. You're a part of business, and you're a part of the marketplace. Okay? And so think about, while you're at your day-to-day job, while you're in here and you only have so many hours a day because of daycare and the commute and the gym and grocery shopping and maybe going out and hanging out once a week, day, night, all these different things, what can you do in that spare time that's going to fill your cup, make you feel healthier, wealthier, and happier, where you can build a part-time spare time business, get paid daily commissions, wake up to deposits from the work that you've done and the team that you've built, because you're a person of integrity, you're a leader, and you're helping families out there accomplish their goals? What can you do? Which of these career paths that I shared from my own experience can you implement in your day right now to earn more money and feel better about yourself and show up for your kids and be that role model and build that legacy? Okay. I can help you with all of these things. I love this conversation. It's what I get excited to have every single day. I wake up and I meditate and I write ideas on here and I create them and I share them with you. And those people who are interested in real estate investing, they get my checklist. When they're ready to form their business entity, whether it's for asset protection of their cash flowing real estate or they want to start that t-shirt, I help them start and form their entity with a national legal service with a reputable attorney in all every state that they're in with 24/7 emergency access. I come from a real estate transaction, buy and sell, the most expensive transaction most people have in their lives, leverage that into an investment so we can earn more money. And I was going through a divorce as I was learning real estate. And I was going through a custody battle for years. And I was able to leverage this resource, my Legal Shield resource, as an opportunity, as a flyer in my buyer's folder as they're going through the process, because they're about to close on this large asset. They're going to have to form their entity, update their will and estate plans, find a closing attorney. And then, you know, they got a family going in there. They got teenage drivers or they're passengers of other teenage drivers. And we don't know what we don't know. Okay. And so that's why we need to have a resource that we can go to. And I have that. Okay. If you want to be a public speaker and talk about your story, your transformation, and inspire people to take action, I have the tools and resources for you to learn how to create your perfect story, connect with your audience, and then tell them to meet you at the back of the table for a consultation, or to send them your link so they can do their own due diligence and sign up on their own, and then wake up the next day to hundreds of dollars being deposited in your account and then bonuses. Okay. The only thing I would be very wary on is trying to build a team is trying to recreate the wheel, because you can be a consultant, you can be a public speaker, you can help people start businesses, you can help people invest in real estate with the right tools and resources. And if you're trying to recreate the wheel, that's where the heartache comes in, right? I'm sure your imagination, I know you can be successful in anything you want, but let's work smarter, not harder, okay? And let's have that conversation. My name is Robert LaFrance. They say that the rising tide lifts all ships, encourages contagious. So help me help you help your friends. If you thought this was fire, I think it was fire. Drop fire emojis in the comments. If you found value in this, like this and share this with someone, okay? I have all the tools and resources, and I want to be pouring into you for you to be successful. And the only person standing in the way is you and any limited thinking that you might be having, okay? I believe in you, but you have to believe in yourself, and you have to have someone to guide you, okay? In the Navy, it was learn one, do one, teach one. And whether you're in a jiu-jitsu gym or a public speaking workshop or anything, no one learns more than the teacher, because the teacher gets to work with multiple students, hears feedback, and is involved in the process, saturated in the process. So thank you so much for listening. Make sure you subscribe. Leave the wisdom in the comments so the next person coming in to check out this video or this podcast, this content, can scroll through the comments and see what you learned. And then they can go right to that point, or they can use the comment section as a launch pad. Maybe they don't have time to watch or listen to the video. Maybe life gets in the way and they forget, but they saw what you learned in the comments, and they were able to take that and implement it with their kid when they, you know. For me, I'm listening to stuff like this in the car when I'm waiting to pick up my daughter from school. And then she comes up to the car. I hit pause. You know, I jump out. I'm, hey, what's up? And then as we have dialogue, as she asks questions, I'm able to utilize these skills and these philosophies in a way that gets my daughter thinking, thought-provoking, and staying solution-oriented and in a growth mindset, okay? And so if you're a leader, if you want to be a leader, if you're developing yourself and your skills and you know you have great potential and you're looking for a way to help others, I got you. The only person that has to show up is you. And you have to show up for yourself every single day in order to accomplish your goals. Okay. Discipline is not that hard when you've created a life and a routine and a schedule that you love and look forward to participating in every single day. What's hard about the discipline is when we don't want to wake up, when we don't want to go do the things that we're obligated to do because we've made decisions a while ago that we can't change or we haven't decided to change right now. And so you are in the driver's seat right now. Every single day, every breath you take, every time you blink, you have the opportunity to make a change for yourself that's going to compound your results and invest in yourself so you can get the fruits and the return on the investment later. Okay. Today we covered the fortune formula, not the misfortune formula, but the fortune formula. This formula can turn into misfortune if we stay sedated, if we stay asleep, if we don't take action with any of the things that I discussed and share with you today. We can create a life of perpetuating misfortune. And how is that going to influence our community, our neighborhood, our taxes, the total stress on our government, not the body, but like us, local communities? How is that going to strain our household because we think that we're focused on the right things, but they're actually the wrong things? We need to wake up. It's time to wake up and start listening to your conscience. Okay. Take your idea. Let's have a conversation. I will show you how to monetize your idea and help other people so you can spend more time with your family and your community. I'm going to show you a cost-effective way to build your brand and speak to your audience and buy real estate and form your entities and empower your kids, all these different things. I'm going to show you the cost-effective way to do so. And not cut corners. We know what happens when we cut corners. Okay? Let's not do that. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not welcoming that. The systems. Let's create your system. I love systems. It's a checklist. You want to know how to create a system for yourself? Create a checklist of the things that you want to be doing. Go out there and pursue those things and take away the things that aren't actually helping you build your system up or provide you the results. You can implement a system in your loving relationship, your wife, your marriage, your children's relationships, your business, your workforce. You can show up every single day and choose the mask and hat you want to wear and the decisions that you make. Okay. And over a period of time, just like working out, that stretching is going to gain muscle and strength and endurance, and you're going to be able to endure so much more. Okay. You're going to take the time. The time is happening anyway. What are you doing with your time? The time is going to pass. Might as well do something worth chasing and being excited and participating in that you love. That energy is contagious. All right. And over a period of time, you're going to get that financial independence. You're going to have the lifestyle that you want. You're going to have the camaraderie and working alongside people where work doesn't even feel like work. You're going to want to be going, hanging out with these people on a regular basis because you love what you do. You love the conversations that you're having and you're getting paid. And it's going to provide you options. What do you want to do this weekend? Anything. You want to go trip? You want to travel more? You want to inspire people? Public speaking. Get paid handsomely to travel and inspire other people to take action. Share your story. Host masterminds. If you love the mastermind principle, what better way to form a team of your own of action takers and have that third mind generate, sharing the chief aim in life and working together and celebrating those success? My company has a complimentary vacation to Jamaica this year. And guess how you get that complimentary vacation? By making a certain amount of sales, inspiring people, protecting people, empowering people, bringing the results, showing up. And guess who gets to go on those vacations? The people that work together. And then you're traveling. You're making money. You're traveling with your friends and your family. And the best part is that you didn't have to pay for it because of how our structure works. Most people have to plan and work their ass off and save up money to then spend it. They work hard to add income to their bank accounts and then withdraw money from our bank accounts to go travel. How can we find a way to travel more, inspire people, and get paid doing what we love without it coming out, without it being a deduction, without it being a withdrawal, but a deposit? How can we make more deposits in every area of our life? Think about that. All right. I love you so much. Have a great day. I'll see you again soon. Peace.